Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City, and with me right now is Scott Hilburn. He is the creator of a very funny new comic panel called The Argyle Sweater. You might see it in your newspaper on a daily basis. Scott, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me, how long have you been doing The Argyle Sweater?
I started doing it online back in September of 06. I did it online on my own for about 4 or 5 months before I moved over to Go Comics. And from Go Comics, I was there for a couple of months before I was asked to, before I was offered a full-scale syndication contract. I was under development up until December of 07. And then launched in April of 08.
How many newspapers are you in right now, and can we find you in something other than newspapers?
More than 150. The book, the first book collection is out. There is the first calendar has already been out. The next calendar is coming out in July. And I believe there's actually a desk calendar and a wall calendar. There's a greeting card collection, a greeting card line at Target. And there's an iPod application that you can download, or three volumes of the Argyle Sweater collection available on iPod.
All right, before we started this interview, you told me you were 38 years old, right? 38?
Right.
All right, so you've been doing Argyle Sweater for 2 or 3 years. What did you do before that, and what made you start cartooning?
Well, I was a Flash developer for a telecommunications company. I worked in the marketing department, and being a Flash developer, I created interactive media, animations, digital signage. I actually had wanted to do this for a long time. I've wanted to do this since I was in second grade, but I never really had the time. And I was divorced back in 05, and so I suddenly found myself with some extra time on my hands, and I decided that I would try this.
All right, tell me how laborious the task is of producing a fresh cartoon every single day of the week.
It gets harder every day. Coming up with something funny or witty or clever, 365 days a year. I mean, that's I can't look at it that way. If I look at it as coming up with something, 365 days a year, it would kill me. So I just look at it as a day-to-day thing or a week-to-week thing. Actually, I do this in batches. I do it in batches of, I submit my roughs to my editors in batches of between 10 and 15 a week. So I try not to think of it in such daunting terms. Otherwise, I'd go crazy. So it's hard, but it's fun.
Did you know you could do this at a very early age?
Well, see, I was in second grade, and my teacher was walking by, and we were all drawing something for an open house project, and I was drawing a clown or something, and my teacher had asked me if I wanted to be a cartoonist when I grew up, and at that point, I thought, what's a cartoonist? And she said, someone that draws cartoons in the newspaper. And that's when it first occurred to me that I could actually get paid to do, to do something that I love to do. So since second grade, I've wanted to do this.
If you had to pick one or two other cartoonists that we find in the paper every day, who would you read? Who inspires you?
Oh, wow. God, there's a lot. Mark Tatulli, who does Leo and Richard Thompson, Cul-de-sac, Stefan Pastis, who does Pearls Before Swine. There's so many. Paul Gilligan, Pooch Cafe. There's so many really good cartoonists out there right now. I mean, it really is. I think a lot of people think back to the 80s or maybe early 70s as like the heyday of cartooning, but I think there's a lot of good cartoonists out there right now.
Again, he is Scott Hilburn. He is the creator of the cartoon The Argyle Sweater, and it's out in book form now. The book is available?
Yep.
Wonderful. Where can we get it?
Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon. Anywhere that you find books sold, you can find it anywhere.
All right, well, wonderful. You've had a lot of great luck so far. I'm sure a lot of it is skill, but you've had some good luck, and I hope the luck continues.
Thanks.